Welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Jarflies. This is Red Barn Radio.
Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home. Where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? Well, I think with regret of the dear ones I've left. Of the warm hearts that sheltered me there. Of my wife and my family of whom I'm bereft. Of the old place again do I sigh. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home. Where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? The path to our cottage, they say, has grown green. And the place is quite lonesome around. And I know that the faces and forms I once loved now lie neath the cold mossy ground. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home. Where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam? Take me back, let me see what is left that I know. Could it be that the old house is gone? Dear friends of my childhood indeed must be few. And I must face death all alone. But still I'll return to the place of my birth. Where children have played round the door. Where they gathered wild blossoms that grew round the path. 'Twill echo their footsteps no more. Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home. Where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Why was I tempted to roam? Take me back to the place where I first saw the light. To that sweet sunny south, take me home. Where the mockingbird sings me to sleep every night. Oh, why was I tempted to roam?
Thank you so much. So how did the forces of the Jarflies come together?
You've got to keep that question going to Mason because he's the instigator of this mess.
Okay, so you are the lead Jarfly. Yeah.
Ultimately, the blame lies with Bianca Spriggs, who's a local poet and filmmaker. She was making a short film, and she was asking friends if they had any music that they thought would go with it. We'll play this, one of the last pieces we play tonight, but it sounded pretty nice on banjo, but what it was really needing was a fiddle to go along with it. And I was meeting her at Third Street Coffee Shop, Art just happened to be walking in as we were sitting out on the patio playing the music. I was like, hey, you, I know you could play with this. Roped him into it, and it sounded great, and it was just so much fun. We just kept playing and adding more songs and everything, and then we had a band. I kind of have a fascination with cicadas. The Cicadas is just a terrible band name. Like, always had a nagging in the back of my mind, like, I'd love to have a band that is named after, you know, something to do with cicadas.
He's got a cicada right there on his banjo.
On the paper.
You see that? It's inlaid in the headstock.
I was messing around on the UK entomology website, UK entomology department's website, as one does. I saw that in eastern Kentucky, they make a distinction between the, like, 17-year broods of cicadas and the ones that come out every year. And the ones that that come out every year were called jar flies. And I was just like, ha, 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 that's it. That's a great band name.
It's waited this long for the banjo and the flute to find their way together.
I know.
Isn't that just a great sound?
It's a great sound.
You know, it's interesting with singing, especially in any type of music, but especially when you've played together, eye contact is really important between musicians. And I see you all doing that together because it's really an intricate thing. If one person is off, it just messes up the whole beauty of the song.
It really is. It's connecting at that level, and it takes a lot of work to get to where you can kind of sense it that way. And it's funny how the dynamic is different with three. Because Mason and I, we were talking about just the other day, And we'd be playing tunes and just on and just going at it. And it's almost like a jam session with two people because it's so easier to just be in sync. Mm-hmm. And then you got three people that are dynamic broads out. You really have to kind of plan things more. Yeah. Makes you more artful.
I mean, we're using visual language to cue and we have verbal language, but the music itself is saying something of its own. So hopefully the music matches the lyrics when you've got vocals in a way that they come together and express something. That's the best times, I think.
But it's not language like my grandma and her sister, because they would get together and talk at the same time, and they never listened to either one of each. You know, it's just, it was which one's going to be louder. I don't know if you're in the room, it was going on, but, it just wasn't in sync.
They were both just telling stories at the same time, weren't they?
Twas midnight on the stormy deep. My solitary watch I keep, and I think of her I left behind, and ask if she'd be true and kind. I never shall forget the day when I was forced to go away. In silence then my head she'd rest and press me to her loving breast. Trust a love so false as that.
time.
Just joined us? Tonight, we're with the Jarflies. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
I'm going to boldly call this an old Kentucky fiddle tune, but I wrote it.
Well, you're old, right?
Yeah, I'm feeling old after I play this one. I feel real old. This is called The Steps of the Rock Castle, and it's really my branch of the Mize family lived down right on the Rock Castle River in an area called Billows near Hawk Creek in the northern part of Laurel County and southern Rock Castle County. And there was a good bit of whiskey making, I think, in that family and whatnot, and they were pretty rough. But what was great was when I was about 10 years old, Dad took us canoeing down the Rock Castle River. And there he knew from his childhood and growing up the names of all those rapids. There's one called the Narrows, one called the Beach Narrows. And there's three rapids in succession as you go around a bend called the Steps, because with each one, the level of the river drops as you go around the mountain.
So, Diane, you speak about language, and we're touched a little bit about your lives outside of music.
I went to the University of Kentucky, and I was studying French and then switched to linguistics because I took an intro to linguistics class, and it was so cool, I just had to learn more about it. By the time I finished my degree, I knew that I didn't actually want a career in linguistics, but that's how it is getting an undergraduate degree sometimes, and then you just push on through. That doesn't mean I don't think the field is worthy. I certainly do. I loved all the sort of the mysteries I had growing up as a kind of an English nerd kid. They would teach you things like phonics. And phonics doesn't make any sense, you guys. I mean, English has like pronunciation rules from four different languages plus borrowings. It doesn't make any sense. So in linguistics, you've got like a symbol for every sound. And then you start learning what the roots of everything is, and you can apply all those different rules from other languages, and then it all gets crystal clear. So I love that about it. I like how you can listen to something and you can actually write it down with symbols, just the way you heard it.
Art, you've got a background in Latin and Greek going way back.
Yeah, well, back to college similarly, and I did the same thing. I was taking lots of different courses, but when I took classical Greek, I fell in love with it. And I had to go a fifth year so I could have enough Greek background to do the master's program in classical languages, just because it was just fascinating to me. So I then I had to learn Latin, you know, to keep up with that, to enter the program. But Greek and Latin, are wonderful. Just what? Historical languages is just a fascinating study. And Mason's got this linguistic background too, as a French translator. I don't know, it seems kind of accidental in a way, but maybe it isn't.
I'd like to thank our guests, the Jarflies, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. We also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. One more time for the Jarflies.
Sleep when you're dead and gone. Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky whiskey. young and frisky. It'll make you shout and dance, recipe for quick romance, in the bottle, in the jar, make you reach for your guitar and sing, oh, Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky whiskey, made me young and frisky.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Art, Mason, and Diane, the Jarflies, for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.